Good morning, Arubu. Today is Thursday, 28th of April, and in studio are Andrea, Yahalom, and volunteers from France and Germany. Right now it's partly cloudy with 27 degrees, and the forecast for today is mostly cloudy, with temperature range from low 27 to high 34, and with a heat index on 40 degrees Celsius. We can expect southerly winds with 16 to 24 kilometers per hour. Humidity will drop from morning 80% to 60% at noon. Moon is waning crescent and 22% of it is illuminated. In today's news, we feature interview with Reno from L'Avenir de l'Orville. Good morning, Reno.
Good morning, Miriam.
What is happening at L'Avenir de l'Orville lately?
Lately, we have had meetings with the governing board, which always means preparation of plans, showing them what we intend to do. First, we sat with the Avenir Advisory Committee, which was basically Harijit Singh Anand this time, and Doshi. A little bit earlier, we also had a meeting with him. There's a feeling from their side that we should give better working plans and we need a better staff, that we cannot only, we need to get and employ people, so our office budget should go higher so we can employ the skills that we need, engineers, etc. They say you don't have the manpower and you need to figure out what you need, which areas you're weak in, and employ people to do that. Of course, that brings in a whole question in the Oroville economy, but whether, you know, this is, I guess, for some skills it's needed. They want us to find the skills that we don't have in Oroville and employ them.
But we really don't have them?
At some point, some of the skills we don't have, and sometimes it's also they feel that people really have to commit full-time, and if the economic problem in Oroville prevents people from being able to assist full-time in their work, it's also a problem, and so they were told us we need to do something about it, but we can't change the whole Oroville economy, that's not our job, but that is showing as a problem in our work, because so many people have to do other work as well as what they're doing in L'Avenir to manage to survive.
Now you're about 10, and how many you think would be adequate?
We have to make that list because we have to see what skills are actually totally missing. I think we are missing engineers. There was a meeting with architects to see how they could actually collaborate and donate some time or some skill in specific areas of interest, because as L'Avenir is moving, and this is the thing that also is being elaborated with the governing board and the advisory committee, is that L'Avenir will become this legal entity, TDC, Town and Development Council. It means we're going to have to be much more professional, and the staff and the whole thing has to move faster and more efficiently, because we're going to have basically much more work. They're also frustrated with the development. They think, come on, you guys should move faster. Oroville needs to have more people for it to become more dynamic so that things can work. The argument that we can't afford really more people because the growth of the community can only assimilate this much, and also economically they feel is not necessarily the case, that it needs to move faster so that there's more of a critical mass for other, you know, to stimulate the whole urban feel. So there's that.
And if we come from the presentation of dismountable houses last week, the week before, is there any positive?
There has been positive moves. So now what we're looking at is firm commitments from people to submit to the project, and yesterday those first few people that are interested in joining met together with a few members of L'Avenir who are helping to work out the site, to understand what they want and to make a more precise site plan and to make a more precise commitment to the project. So we really have to know which people want which houses, etc. So I think that is moving forward, and we will need to get more people to commit to it so we can actually do it.
And the results of the survey are already out or not yet?
The results of the survey, there's about 20 people that I have contacted who's didn't manage to finish the survey. So even though we have about 160 people, we only have the results of about 140, and I'm waiting for those 20 people to come back before I publish them.
And what about the rest of them, to up to 350?
This was the goal from the entry group and from the housing group, that we need 350 houses. When we actually do the survey, most of the people that need houses are Aurevillians. Some are newcomers. It'll be interesting when we break it down, and I think that will be our next interview. We will look at those demographics. But I don't know. You know, everybody says, oh, you need housing, you need housing. But then when you actually put something forward, a lot of the people, I don't know. I don't know whether they're here or not here or whatever. And a lot of the people are Aurevillians, so that doesn't necessarily mean new or more money coming in. But in that sense. And there was also a bit of a hesitation about the dismantleable house project, because they're not that cheap. And many people felt, oh, you're taking money away from a collective housing project. But collective housing projects don't always work for everybody. They're not good for families necessarily. And we need many different models. Like, we build apartments, we need to do this, we need to do many different things. It's not one or the other, it's all of them.
But in general, as the members of governing board said, we have to move forward and build more.
Yeah, they feel that everything is too slow, and we should be able to do more, and there should be more on the ground to see, and enough talking and start building. I don't know. Sometimes I hesitate, because so much of the emphasis is about the external manifestation of Aurevill, and it's quite clear that we haven't figured out all the inner functionings to work properly, even if you look at with regard to our economy. So I'm not sure that having more people and more buildings is necessarily going to help find solutions for the way we function internally and to bring more clarity. And
so actually we should work more on ourselves.
I think so. I think that's a big part of our job, and I think that's the big raison d'etre of Aurevill, and the external manifestation should only follow after the internal one becomes more clear and more committed. Otherwise, we risk becoming a dry and empty institution, which would be a bit scary.
Thank you for today. See you next week.
Thank you, Miriam.
Latif Bolat, serious Sufi musician and a scholar, is visiting Aurevill this week, and after two lectures he already gave, we can listen tonight at 7:30 at Sautru in Bharat Nivasat Pavilion of Indian Culture, a lecture about the spiritual essence of Islam, a 1,400-year-long journey, which will be, as is his tradition or the way of lecturing, accompanied or followed by a short concert of Sufi music. And for sure, we shouldn't forget to come to the concert on Saturday at 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture. That night, both Latif and Parvati Barul will give a concert. Some might still remember sweet and exceptional Parvati Barul from her last concert and workshop she did last year here in Aurevill. Hibiscus Art Village Projects presents on Sunday, 1st of May at 7 p.m. in Svedam, Pink Floyd in concert, followed by a special dinner and screening of Film of Life concert Pink Floyd, The Dark Side of the Moon, Pulse in 1994, London. And after 9 p.m., we are all invited to dance with Jesse. Also on Sunday, 1st of May, we can enjoy in Family Day of Sea at Shrima. They prepared food, fun and surprises, and we are all welcome to pizza gratis and potluck on the beach. Free ACT bus to Shrima for that event starts from Solar Kitchen at 9 a.m, 11 a.m, and at 2 p.m. Aspiration of the mind for the supramental guidance. The mind feels that its complexity is powerless and asks for a greater light to illuminate, wrote the mother in The Words of the Mother, volume 14. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.